hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Young Samuel lived with a priest named Eli, who treated little Samuel like a son. In fact, Eli's own sons had disappointed him because of their greed and selfishness. Eli's eyesight had begun to grow weak, and he couldn't see well. Samuel assisted Eli in the temple by keeping all the lamps lit. His work with Eli helped him learn about prayer, that it was just talking to God. But he began to wonder why the creator of the universe didn't talk back. One night, Samuel was sleeping in the temple. He was awakened from his sleep by a beautiful sounding voice, calling his name. "Samuel," the voice said. "Here I am," Samuel answered. He ran to Eli's room. "Yes, Eli, did you call me? What did you want, sir?" Samuel asked. The old man woke up and was puzzled. "I didn't call you," he said. "Go back to sleep. It's the middle of the night." Samuel did as he was told. But after he fell asleep, he heard it again. "Samuel," the voice said. Samuel woke up and again ran to Eli. "Yes, Eli," the boy said. "No, my son, I didn't call you," Eli said again. Later that same night, Samuel heard it a third time. Again he ran to Eli. Now the word of the Lord was rare in those days. It had been a long time since God had spoken to any of the people. But this time, Eli realized who was calling Samuel. He told the boy, "The Lord God has been calling you." The next time he heard the voice, Samuel said, "Here I am, Lord. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening."
So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure. No need to complicate. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours.